Hi there, welcome. I'm Stephen Baker, and you're listening to my Seek the Truth Bible Media podcast. Seek the Truth is a Bible media site bringing to you truth you can trust exclusively from the Bible.
Welcome to the Story Behind series. We're looking at the story behind a song, and the song is Amazing Grace. Amazing Grace was written by a man called John Newton. And amazing is really the only way to describe the incredible transformation that took place in his life. Newton was actually born in London in 1725. His mother died when he was seven. His father sent him to sea at the age of 11, which was very young, but that's what happened in those days. And he worked first as a cabin boy and then a deckhand. John was exposed to a life of drunkenness, profanity and immorality, and sadly he embraced it. Soon John surpassed his peers in outrageous behaviour. He was sharp-witted, he was sarcastic, he wrote offensive songs mocking the ship's officers and expressing his contempt for their authority. He amused himself by inventing new swear words and leading his peers on reckless and dangerous escapades. He frequently deserted his post. Still in his teens, John was briefly enslaved on an African plantation and he nearly died. But instead of sobering him, the experience only served to strengthen his rebellious spirit. After Newton regained his freedom, he served time in the British Navy and eventually became captain of his own slave ship. As a slave trader, Newton's heart grew harder and harder. He earned a reputation for being foul-mouthed, ill-tempered, and he despised his subordinates and superiors alike. He cared for no one but himself and sought nothing but his own pleasure. Then one night John Newton hit rock bottom. He'd been punished for misbehaviour by being publicly humiliated, beaten and stripped of his rank. His attempts to regain his position had failed. No one seemed to care to take up his cause. Now he was caught in a fierce storm. He came face to face with the gripping fear of death. As the waves pounded the ship and filled his cabin with water, terror filled Newton's heart. He fought desperately to save the ship. He bailed water, plugged holes in the hull with the ship's sails, burlap bags and even his own clothing. As an experienced sailor, John knew he had little chance of survival and he was not ready to face eternity. Memories of his childhood came flooding back. The Bible verses and hymns his God-fearing mother had taught him, her prayers on his behalf. John tried to cry out to God for mercy, but he was stopped abruptly by the thought of how little he deserved it. How could he turn to God for help when he had ignored him for so long? John spent a harrowing night in deep soul searching. The following day, the storm subsided. Miraculously, the battered ship found safe harbour. It was then Newton said that he became convinced that there is a God that hears and answers prayer. He discovered anew the love of God expressed in Scripture. Let me read it to you, a verse that impressed itself upon his heart and mind. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him should not perish but have everlasting life. For God sent not his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. In the midst of the storm, Newton's eyes had been opened. He realised that he was a sinner in need of a saviour. For the first time he understood the meaning of God's grace. Repenting of the sins of his past, he surrendered his life to God completely. In an instant, he became a new man. Years later, as he reflected on the experience, he penned these words. Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now am found, was blind, but now I see. 'Twas grace that taught my heart to fear, and grace my fears relieved. How precious did that grace appear the hour I first believed. Through many dangers, toils and snares I have already come. 'Tis grace have brought me safe that far, and grace will lead me home. At the age of 39, the former slave trader became a pastor, a preacher. He dedicated the rest of his life to sharing with others the good news of the gospel, that Christ Jesus had come to seek and to save the lost. Newton led the abolitionist movement in Great Britain, exposing the evils of slavery and fighting to outlaw the vile trade he had once engaged in. In his epitaph, he summed up his life in this way. John Newton, Clerk. Once an infidel and libertine, a servant of slaves in Africa, was by the rich mercy of our Lord and Saviour Jesus Christ preserved, restored, pardoned, and appointed to preach the faith he had long laboured to destroy. You know, like Newton, we can experience God's amazing grace. No matter who you are or how much you have sinned, you can begin your own life-changing experience with Jesus Christ. He wants you to confess your sin and accept his grace. And my prayer is that you will do. Thanks for listening.
Well, that was really good of you to listen to our podcast today. We hope you found it interesting. You can contact me on my webpage, seekthetruth.org.uk, or you can get to us through our email, stepcarve61@gmail.com. Thanks again for listening. Teaching truth without a twist through Seek the Truth Bible Media Podcast.